starting to strum. Let's look at the chord chart at the bottom of the page. The first chord chart you see is a blank chord chart. There's no dots on it as compared to the second and the third chart. The strings are the vertical lines right to left. They're representing the first, then the second, then the third, and then the fourth. It's as if you were holding your mandolin up in front of you, looking at the strings with a peg head up to the ceiling and the part that rests on your leg down towards the ground. You have your metal bars going horizontally across, and those are the black lines that you see in the grid. All right, so now our first chord that we're going to learn is a C chord. C chord is when I hold down, if I look at the dots, I can count over from the first line to the second line. It's the second line, the second vertical line is the first one that has a dot. That dot is on the second string, third fret, and it tells me to use my second finger. See the two in the black dot. So I'm going to hold that down, and I'm also going to hold down my third string, second fret, with my first finger. And I can strum all the strings, and it'll sound like this. All right? You have to be very careful with your fingers so that only your fingertips are pushing down on the strings. You may sound like this. Don't worry about it. It will eventually get smoother and cleaner. The second chord I'm going to learn is a G. If I take my two fingers from the second and the third string and move them straight down to the first and second string in the same frets, I'll have my G chord. All right, you can strum all the strings.